Dr. Wayne, would you like to respond?
Sure. I'm only responsible for one, for which I'm charged with conveying, and that would be a coordinating committee, which I'm still at odds about what its specific job is. We're arguing that. Nevertheless, for the sake of those who have been charged to convene a meeting, you have to talk to them about why they haven't convened a meeting. But each committee has been assigned a convener. So contact the convener and ask them why they haven't convened a meeting.
Thank you. Adriana?
Obviously, she asked for the one that was completed. But all this committee already, we met, we approved already, we selected new auditors from this next year, and the PMB accept that, and the audit committee is doing it. With the Pacifica Radio Archives and the Applegates, we are already this week, we are deciding which stage we go. That's it. Yes.
Bill, would you like to respond?
Well, I don't know specifically why. I'm not responsible for convening any of the committees that aren't meeting, but I do know that not just this year, but that we have about 12 or 13 national committees and task forces, and every year there's several of them that just don't meet because there are too many committees and too many committee meetings and for the number of national board members that are on each one. We just have so many committees and task forces, and I personally think some of them should probably be combined, but anyway. And to relate to Duane's question, the coordinating committee is supposed to mostly coordinate in-person meetings, which we haven't been having in violation of the bylaws.
But that's not in writing.
Is there another question for the PMB directors or PMB committee members?
I'd like some clarification on that last point.
Jim?
Wayne said it was not in the bylaws?
I have the privilege of serving on the committee and the distinction of serving as the chair, and this esteemed chair, which is the chair of the PNB, along with a previous immediate past secretary and several other previous PNB members, can't conclude what the objectives and responsibilities of said committee. My case, I rest.
That was a question for both of
the... I understand. I'm going to go around. Adriana, would you like to respond to that?
The coordinating committee, yes. I think that previously, every year, before, with the exception of 2017, that they didn't have any committee. Minorities could not call in any committees, and we didn't have practically any committee meeting. That was 2017. This year, before, coordinating committee was obviously coordinating the in-person meeting, but because it's not anymore four meetings a year, and since I remember we don't have an in-person meeting since 2015, the coordinating committee is helping, trying to organize the agenda and see, you know, how the next at least regular meetings of the PMB are organized. That was the idea, and that's how that worked before. In 2016, because 2017 is a total vacuum.
Bill, did you
want to
respond?
Well, just the Article 8, Section 3 for coordinating committee. And other committees, that's one of the things. That's what the bylaws.
Joseph,
do you want to respond?
What was the question?
What is the coordinating committee?
Okay.
All right. Rhonda, did you have a question?
Yes. I'm curious to know about the loan. It's my understanding that maybe, and I could be wrong, but maybe not quite enough money was borrowed, and now we're kind of in a little bit of a jam. I personally was very much against the loan, and in my service on the PMB, I voted straight hard down the line, bankruptcy, bankruptcy, bankruptcy. So what I want to know is, are we gonna be able to make that note? Or are we in trouble already?
Adriana, will you respond first, please?
I think that the idea was exactly give one opportunity, one more opportunity for us to put these things together. Like always, in the foundation, everybody come and yell to the board, it's easy, we are an easy target. But you can see that the problem The PMB and the LSB, I'm talking about all of us. We are the target there. It's easy when we have a bylaw that we need to abide with. And what is happening in the foundation, that one that are putting the foundation in there, is not the, are not the board. Are in every station. They are doing that. They are getting things to be paid. And then, you know, it's the obligation of the foundation to pay them. And everybody comes to us and says, why didn't you fix it? Or why don't you go all together? Because the things are, I mean, the structure is the problem. The law was, the idea was giving us other options to try to restructure. It was another way. That is what concluded. And that's what we are trying to do. And we are really trying hard. If people keep spending money that we don't have, maybe we can pay that.
Thank
because
you.
At this point, we have all the assets.
So
the
are we prepared this for that first payment?
Absolutely.
The first payment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bill?
Okay, well, it's complicated. You know, and I'm still very disturbed that so much of this has been done in secret, and I've objected numerous times that a lot of this should not have been done in executive session. Yes, the settlement negotiation with the Empire State Building and the approval of the new tower lease with Four Times Square, once it's approved, especially, I think, should all be made public. But our attorney that's reviewing, they're supposed to have been reviewing this about 6 weeks ago to see what we can release, and we still haven't heard from that. But, you know, we ended up borrowing, I believe it's $3.265 million. That's less than we originally planned because we originally were going to, now all the buildings are collateral now, okay? And we sold the National Office Building to help part of the settlement with the Empire State Building. And we still have no plan on how to pay it back. I'm very worried about it. And I was also one of the people who felt we should declare Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It was recommended by attorneys, and there's a reason why they call it bankruptcy protection. And we're going to be in big trouble with, I don't know how we're going to pay off the loan.
The problems that I've seen in the discussion with other PMB members of other stations, there's a complete lack of understanding of what's going on at the individual stations. So in effect, PMB really has almost absolutely no control over what management in each individual station is doing. So they're just spending money the way they see fit. They choose not to pay up. They don't pay up for the central services, of course. Results in, you know, how are we going to end up paying this loan back? The whole point of taking out the loan, why I supported it, was to give us time to actually implement changes in the structure of financials and how we operate at the foundation level so that we would be able to control our finances. Because until we do that, we're not going to pay anything. We're just going to continue going into bankruptcy. And like Bill, I consult with some bankruptcy attorneys as well. All the ones that I talked to said that, we would end up having to sell some, basically one of the stations because they were not going to write off our debt. So I think that was the reason
license.
Why I personally chose against going to bankruptcy.
Dwayne?
Correct.
Well, first off, it's impossible to answer this question intelligently within 60 seconds, so I'm not going to attempt it. Nevertheless, it was ill-advised. I respect those who did the hard work on the loans. I acquiesced and did not vote for or against the loans because respecting their hard work. But I said it then and said it ad nauseum. No one's listening to me. None of the loans have been let. We do have 18-month built-in payments, but we've got a balloon at the end. There's been no talk, no plans, strategic or non-strategic, with respect to raising money. I said this since January ad nauseum, and I'll continue to say it. It's one thing to buy yourself some time. It's another thing to now concentrate, as hard as you concentrated for 6 or 7 months to put somebody in place to sign these loans, you should concentrate on raising money from now on, and we're not doing that.
Thank you. Adrian, you had a question?
The chair of the PMB, we said
from
the beginning,
so
we should not
to
answer.
Would you like to respond to that?
About the loan, yeah.
Yes.
The loan, paying back the loan, there is part of a plan, and part of the plan was having the first 18 months interest ready to pay immediately.
Totally.
We have that we have the interest in a restricted account to pay for the first 18 months. And then the second 18 months, we need to come up with the money to cover that interest. And then at the end of 3 years, we have to pay back the loan. We can pay back the loan at any time. There's no penalty. And the, so we have, the plan was to have this 18 months interest built in to give us time to look at what we need, how we, different ways we can raise the money to pay back the loan.
Thank you. Adrian? I want to see if we, is everyone done? Mine is really a point of information, but I didn't want to interrupt. Thank you for much more important conversations. But I do have a point of information about committees and subcommittees that maybe you can answer. First of all, if you are on a subcommittee,
a KPFT subcommittee?
I don't know if it makes a difference, let's just say. But I'm confused because I was told that you don't get excused or unexcused absences. But in the voting privileges, it clearly says if the person has 3 consecutive unexcused absences, they lose their voting rights. So I'm wondering why they would say unexcused absences in here if they don't actually count. And that's my first point of information. And my second point of information would be to ask, if you are still a member, then why would in Joseph's minutes it says that Matthew and I are no longer members? So that's kind of confusing too. So I'm wondering if we can clear up that confusion so that we're all on the same page and that we really know how to get our absences excused, if that's actually a thing, because I think it is. And then also, why would it say that we're no longer members? It's very confusing.
So I understand this is the point of information. This is not relevant to what we're discussing right now. We're discussing PMB directors and PMB committees.
Would the chair accept the motion that information referred to governance?
Yes, there's a motion to refer that question to governance. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Governance, I object. Governance was the problem. This wasn't governance.
No, you object.
Yeah.
So now we're going to debate this motion. We'll have 3 speakers for, we'll have 3 against. We have business to get to.
We should spend the time for the BMB because we will
It's hijacked.
We have 11 minutes left of PMB time. Dwayne, would you like to speak for your motion?
Yes, ma'am, I will. With respect to the question, and it's a bad question, the question is not germane to what the issues are before the body at this time, but it's a fair question. And I believe that notwithstanding any prejudice, the question I may have for the chair of the governance committee, keeping in mind that it is a committee, I do respectfully and refer it to the governance because that is the purview of governance. And for us to spend any additional time on it tonight, it's definitely not going to solve the problem.
Is there a speaker against the motion to refer to governance? Adrian.
Well, clearly the problem is governance. Governance just gave me the information that I was no longer a member, but then told me I was a member. In the report it says I'm no longer a member. Then tonight I'm told that I am a member. I've just lost my voting privileges. It's very confusing, and the problem originates with governance. On top of that, I was just told that we don't count absences. We count absences, but we don't excuse or unexcuse absences. And yet here it is. It's in the bylaws. The voting privileges. The 3 consecutive unexcused absences. So it's very confusing. And if governance themselves are making these type of mistakes, I'm questioning the logic of sending this issue back to where it originated from.
Point of order.
Yes,
Ted. It is my understanding that even if this were to be sent back to governance, if it is not resolved appropriately there, this body can overturn a decision of any committee, and therefore the...
this isn't a point of order, Ted. I can put you on staff. No, we're not breaking any rules right now. Would you like to speak for the motion?
I am.
Are you speaking for the motion? Okay, I'll put you on
staff. Madam Chair, what is this time coming out of?
Is this coming out of our unfinished business.
Okay.
Jim.
Okay, if it goes to governance, governance makes the recommendation to the LSP what they found, and the LSP votes on it. So it's a fine amendment.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Matthew.
Just so everybody's on the same page, standing special rules, section 3, voting privileges. The voting committee members shall lose their voting privileges if they have 3 consecutive unexcused absences. The governance committee is currently reviewing all the special and standing rules. I say that voting against this amendment is a vote of no confidence in the governance committee, which is completely within our purview, and just direct it, just bypass that, bring it to the LSB, because they obviously have missed the point.
Yes, Adriana, what rule are we breaking?
When people refer, please be specific. Adriana said that she was reading from the bylaws, and what she was reading from the standing rules, special and standing rules.
Thank you. Ted, would you like to speak for the move to refer?
Yeah, I don't think we should refer this because she feels that the committee is going to be hostile, and she ought to put it on the agenda under new business at next month's meeting, and this is a waste of our time right now.
I agree.
No objection.
So you'll send it. Okay, so can we just quickly vote down this motion just so we do it right?
What was Ted
suggesting? Ted was suggesting Adrian sends us a motion to put on our, or anyone, sends us a motion to the next LSB meeting.
And what about the governance meeting in between?
I disagree.
Do the same thing.
Well, then we're going to vote for this motion. So all those in...
May I speak again?
No, we're done with debate.
It's done.
All those in favor of moving this issue, referring this issue to governance, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so make sure you send it to me in the right time so it can... Thank you. Okay, we have 11 more minutes left for P&B questions. Ted?
Yeah, I am really troubled by information that Nancy Sorden gave us that Dan Coughlin and Serene Roberts are names that came up over and over and over again on email regarding the possibility of Dan and a group of people in New York City taking over WBAI for 7 years, and Nancy Sorden says we never even heard about it. Well, we certainly spent a lot of time discussing it informally, if not formally, within this local station board as an alternative to getting in debt. I am really upset that this matter was not ever considered by Bill Crozier, Adrian, etc.
Bill, would you like to respond?
You know, this was just, it was true, it was never brought up as a motion, I don't think, but it was discussed a lot by email, including to this LSB. I sent information. The problem is that the big problem we have was debt, including the Empire State Building. It's debt we had. The sort of arrangement that was proposed for Manhattan Neighborhood Network, that's Dan Coughlin's organization, is prohibited from paying debt. The SEC does, and federal law does not allow such an arrangement. It's called a PSOA. It does not allow such an arrangement to pay debt. All it can pay is current operating expenses. So it wouldn't help at all with our problem we were having then. I mean, I'm trying to oversimplify, but that's the truth. And so I don't think anybody on the national board saw any really significance of bringing it up. But also, it's essentially equivalent to giving away the station for a really bargain basement price for 7 years. And most license holders that do this never get the station back again. Because you won't have a building, you won't have staff, you won't have programming left. It's all going to be gone.
That's time. Joseph, would you like to respond?
Yeah. As Bill correctly said, there was a lot of email chatter about it. Absolutely no formal proposals. I asked people about if there was something formal. Nothing was ever presented. So all it was kind of rumor innuendo and some nothing solid. So there was nothing to act on. That's all I'm going to say.
Dwayne?
Absolutely. There's no reason to get hissy about this. It's no different than when I floated the idea in Houston about taking over the KCOH building and selling ours. It's just rumors, just talk in New York. That it never came up as a formal discussion at the PNB. So there's no reason to be upset or in the bluesy at all. It's just rumors, just talk.
Nancy, would you like to respond? You don't ever have to.
I didn't mean that we didn't hear about it. I just meant that it didn't come up to the board. As Bill said, it could not be used to pay back the debt. Some people, I think there was talk about some people talked about offering it to Empire State Building, money from Manhattan Neighborhood Network that they could put forward to make a deal with them, but clearly they were hardballing us and they were not going to go for that. And they were breathing down our necks, ready to seize our assets. It's not that this idea could not be part of the solution that we, in this next step, if people can talk to them and see what, we can have a partnership or something. I know there's been talks to them about some kind of a partnership, and I'm hoping that people will consider that because they have a lot of money.
Thank you. Adriana?
Yes, it's just, the idea is a bunch of crap, and the same thing, we just played all the, why not? We don't have a proposal. We never saw an official proposal.
Right.
The only thing that I saw in 2014 in Washington, D.C., was some PSOA and some ideas, and we talked to the lawyers, and we decided there that we didn't need it at that point in time. The rest is just what we talked about, but it's nothing concrete. We didn't receive a specific thing. That's it. And what Bill said is just trying to look to in a specific position if this is right or wrong. We need to have a proposal, and then if we have a proposal, obviously it can be discussed. But we cannot keep talking about rumors. What we think that is good or not with the rumors. Oh, yeah. And the second thing, is my minutes again? It's off? A minute?
No.
Okay.
Can I just, Matthew and then Ted and then Jim have a question, but can I just ask, can I just ask the directors, if you don't have to answer, don't answer, because we're 20 minutes late. Matthew.
Maybe this isn't for the PMB or maybe it's more for Nancy. I've always wondered, is there a way, and there may not be, to commoditize the archive?
Okay. Joseph, it's your turn to start. Would you like to answer?
I have no knowledge on whether that's possible or not.
Thank you. Duane?
Of course it is.
Nancy?
I think it's a good idea. I think there has been efforts to, right now to get all the archives digitized, and then we're talking, I guess. So,
Adriana?
We do kind of commoditize. When we have PRA day, we have fundraising for PRA, we sell tapes and we put together stuff then, but yeah, it could be used a lot more.
Absolutely.
What I want to explain about that the Pacifica Radio Archives is one of the most valued assets that this foundation has. The only problem is that I need to put it in my lawsuit to prevent what Peter and the majority last year was trying to give away to a university. I need to put it in my lawsuit to prevent that to happen. And what I don't agree is we don't need to use all the assets, like we said. People complain about that, but they keep spending money that we don't have. Even in KPFD, we have employees that we cannot pay. Doesn't go through the proper channels to really hire people, and we keep spending. People think, you shut up, don't say anything, and raise money, and we will waste it or spend it the way that we want. This is the bylaws. That is what we do. And the station need to understand that. It's very easy to come here and yell at us or yell at the boards because the money that is being spent at the station without any discretion.
Time, Bill.
I get tired of Adriana making these accusations. It's flat out false. And, I was totally opposed to a proposal to give away, and actually just a portion, but it could have been a large, of the PRA to a university. We really do need to keep it in. But there is a problem with monetizing it because of copyright. The copyright, the owner of the copyright of a lot of the material, probably most of the material archives, is in question. It's old stuff, and we don't have written permission for most of the people who've recorded, you know, that we have comments. So we can use it for our own use, but we can't sell it.
Is it sold? There's no copyright?
Most of them.
Well, you can't sell it if you don't have a clear copyright.
No, you can.
Bill, it's your time.
Okay, well, this is what I was told by the manager of the PRA, who had talked to an attorney, and you know they spent quite a bit of time about it. And he's really involved in some of the National Preservation Task Force and other organizations like that. So, but there's a lot of interest, and a lot of interest like from a lot of groups all over the country, and even other countries, to preserve this. I think it's critical that we do that.
Okay.
Really, really important.
Jim, you've already asked a question, so Jim's going to ask, and this will be our last question.
Interest rate percentage, first interest payment amount, second interest payment amount, and I guess that's it.
Dwayne, it's your turn to start.
Well, actually, I think that would be appropriate for our P&B chair, because I can't answer the question. I don't know where the money is, how much left, but I'll defer to the P&B chair.
Nancy, would you like to answer?
Sorry, what your question was?
The percentage of interest on the loan. Uh-huh. The first payment due, you said 18 months, right? The second payment due, which is the second 18 months? And then the balloon, when is the balloon due?
3 years from the date of the first payment. So the 3 months have already been paid. We've gotten the bill for it. I hope we've paid it. For the first 3 months of interest, it started in April.
So interest rate.
Huh?
He wants to know the interest
rate. The interest rate started out at 7.5. It's now 8%. It adjusts with the...
It's an arm.
It's an adjustable rate.
Is that a variable rate or something?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Where can it go?
When you got
Nancy has the floor. She has 25 more seconds.
Let her finish the question.
Nancy, you have half a minute left.
It is an adjustable rate. It's what, 3.5%?
It's prime plus three. I believe it's three. Yeah,
3.5 on top of the prime.
On top of the prime.
With no limit.
Did anyone else need to?
So was there an 18-month payment, right?
Oh, and then the 18 months interest, the second one is a month, 18 months of additional interest that we don't have money set aside for yet. That's what that is. And so the interest right now is 8%. I think that's your question. And it's, what's it going to be in 18 months, whatever 3% plus prime is?
Adriana, do you need to answer this?
What's it going to be? Well, I can answer it. It's 18 and 19. That'll give you the 3 years. It means that it. The first 18, we can have it aside, but then the second 18, interest will come with the balloon payments by the full amount. It means in 3 years we need to pay not only 18 months, but the whole mortgage.
Bill, did you want to add anything?
Well, I don't want to blame people. I think people try to do the right thing or the best they could, but I think a lot of people in PB felt there was no choice. I mean, my feeling, there wasn't another choice, and it was bankruptcy. The interest rate in bankruptcy is around 2%. And we wouldn't have had to get a loan at all because we wouldn't have had to borrow the money to make the settlement with the Empire State. The loan is going to cost us probably around $1 million in interest and fees. It could be more because it depends on the interest rate. You know, as Nancy was saying, prime went up just recently. It goes up. It's been going up a few times a year for the last year or two. It was near an all-time low for a couple of years or so, but now it's creeping back up. And with the federal debt and the Trump's military spending that he wants to go up, it probably means the government's going to be borrowing more money, and that means the interest rates go up. So he's worried about that, too. And it could mean we ran through that reserve funds in less than 18 months, because we were assuming the interest rate was fixed when that 18 months worth of interest was put aside. So we may have to start paying interest before then, almost early.
Joseph?
Okay.
No, we have 1 minute of a response, and we're moving on. We have business to do. Joseph.
Well, since we have a larger, a lot of it, but I want to talk about, since we are now obligated, all the stations are obligated to retain this loan. Our general manager is suggesting we reduce our pledge drives of $100,000 at the last National Finance Committee. We talked about KPFA, and we talked about pledge fatigue, and they've had over 100 days so far this year of pledge drive, which I believe is considerably more than we have. So to suggest that we're suffering pledge fatigue when they're not is a little strange. All I'm saying is that I think we make sure people can't just walk in and say we're having pledge fatigue, let's just press more, pitch less. You know, that needs to be looked at across all the stations. And we need to make sure that, you know, right now we have KPFTs running on about 4 to 6 or 7 employees. KPFA does have about 23. And we do the same thing. When you talk about kind of corruption in this network, about, you know, when we're hiring our friends and shoving money into people's pockets for, you know, they can do what we can do for 8 employees, and yet they have 23.
Thank you.
So we kind of have problems with
it. That's your point of information.
What's your question?
I wonder why no one asked the question about the elections, or the ensuing elections. I did.
No one did. Thank you. We're moving on to the interim general manager's report. We're moving on to the interim general manager's report. I did not receive a report. Again, I'll collect questions and send. I need to be really transparent and apologize that last month I received questions from you, Bob, and I was having a really difficult month, and I did not send them. So I will forward them this week on Friday. If all of you can get me questions by Friday at 5, I will send them. And if you don't see that email, can you please hound me? Because I should send it by Friday at midnight. So help me if I don't, and I will do better. I am sorry that I didn't do that. I still have them.
Well, you got the subsequent one.
Yes.
I wasn't ready.
Okay, I have them all. And, yeah, I have them.
It's sort of redundant now.
We're moving on to unfinished business. For this, we're going to have the motion reader read the motion. Second, if there's an objection, then we'll do our standard pattern for debate. At 9:45, we'll check in about an adjourned meeting. The first motion is 11A. It's from Nancy. Nancy, will you please read your motion?
Is it something?
It's on the agenda.
Yeah, you have it?
I don't have the agenda.
Would you like me to?
I'll read it.
Thank you,
Jim. Unfinished business. A, Nancy. The LSB, in order to fulfill its financial responsibility to the membership, recommends that the KPFT management post on the KPFT website all donations with date, amount, and initials, last 3 digits of their member number, and all expenses with company names listed with their permission or blackened out with their request, and photocopies of the actual bills and detailed itemized fundraisers, financial reports showing, for example, the recent car show, all tickets, numbers, printed, canceled, reasons, why, sold, unused, all expenses, showing photocopies of expenses and all grant revenue, and photocopies of the bank statement, but omitting account numbers and blackening names, leaving initials of donors and leaving initials of companies, thus allowing a means of transparency and a means for members to suggest a less expensive alternative.
Is there a second?
I object to consideration of the question.
I second the objection.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yeah.
Why is there an objection to the consideration? What is there? What violation of our fiduciary responsibilities? What repugnant thing? And
okay,
that is
we
what.
Okay, we get your point, Matthew. Why are
well,
you?
Well, technically, there's no debate, and I don't have to explain myself, but I will. It's technically unfeasible. I doubt anybody's ever asked for it, and it's too much of a burden on anybody in the website committee who's even trying to get just a regular new website up. And it opens up a lot of security holes, security problems, and it's, again, technically
So
let's do the 2/3 vote to kill the
Yeah, so to take this off our agenda, basically, it will take a 2/3 vote. All those in favor of taking this motion.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Care motion?
It doesn't require a second.
It's already on the agenda.
It does not require a second.
Come to order. It was
motion.
Seconded.
This motion.
Yes, it was seconded.
I didn't
second the motion.
Yes, Adriana. Stop. We are voting on whether to consider this motion or not. If you're voting for this motion, you're voting to take it off and not consider it. If you're voting against this motion, you're voting to consider this motion. All those in favor of taking this motion off the table, raise your hand. No, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those in favor of considering this question, this motion, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It does not pass. We're going to consider this motion. I assume there's an objection, so we're going to enter into debate. Nancy, would you like to speak for your motion?
Okay. After getting an email from Matthew and Rick Potter, worrying about security, putting the initials on the people, I have changed it. I'm offering an amended one. But I'm willing to let the governance committee go forward. But I had amended one where I take off the initials, just let the donor make up a password, a one-time password for the donation, so they can see their donation went in, they can see expenses itemized, and they can see the bank statement without the credit card, all the sensitive stuff be blacked out, so they have some grasp on how their money is spent. And when you do that, it makes it harder to steal money. We cannot say, none of us in this room can say, money is not leaking out. It's real easy to leak out when you don't show everybody. This board has a history of never, ever seeing the bank statement. Not even any financial document.
Nancy, are you making an amendment to your motion?
Yes, yes, and I sent it by email earlier.
Can you please clarify where you're making the amendment and what the language is?
Okay, I redid the whole thing. So, do you want me to read it, or?
Can we postpone it so it's signed by everybody?
Would the chair entertain a motion to refer this matter to governance?
Yes, let's
refer it. How about both?
What is the motion on the table, Dwayne?
I make a motion that we refer this matter for consideration to both governance and finance for further consideration. Let them report back.
Is there a second?
I second.
Then please just take these motions off our agenda. Is there an objection to referring it to committee? Okay, so this is being referred to finance and governance. If you ever want to take your motion or amend your motion,
I amended it.
There's no objection. Please do so before the agenda is printed. Next, it's your motion, Nancy B.
Yeah,
please read it.
It's about the on-air PSA.
Hey, okay, yes, amend. You got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, read
it. Okay. This is to amend our standing rules, which allows listener board members to make PSAs. Okay.
Read the text of your motion, Nancy. We're not debating.
Overall
we don't need that. Okay. We need you to
Article
read it.
Article 4 on air appearances. Please don't talk when I'm talking. Article 4 on air appearances by the LSB section members, Section 1, limits to on-air appearances. No listener board member shall make more than one PSA per month in their own voice, and there shall be no mention of the listener board member's name or any other personal identification on the PSA. Now, this was done on May 12th of 2006. Let's see. In order to support fairness, change more than one to any. In other words, any listener board member like myself, like Mr. Bill Crozier, cannot make a PSA. This is unfair promotion.
Keep reading.
Okay. In order to support fairness, change more than one to any, and change on the PSA to during pitching fund drives.
Okay. Is there a second for this motion?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Yes.
Okay. So we are going into debate. We are going into debate. This is how this works, everyone, every meeting. Nancy, you may speak for your motion.
Yes, we have a board member. I won't say his name, but he has every year since I've been on the board, since 2010, PSA, it comes on with Imagine Music, Beatles and John Lennon, and it tells you on a rainy day or whatever, you can find KBFT on your, on the archives or on the, you can listen to it. Okay, so that comes on here and there everywhere for all these years I've heard it. Because I have the radio on, and recently I have the radio on when I'm sleeping. So divine intervention wakes me up and hears his voice. Okay. Then, in the summer, he represents, this person represents the Houston Peace and Justice Center, and they have peace camps. So you have to hear his voice again all during the summer. You know, come into the peace camp. Come, bring your kid to the peace camp. And then in the fall, this is the Houston Peace and Justice Award ceremony. Again, we have to hear this person.
That's time. Is there someone to speak against the motion? Matthew?
Were you speaking against? Adrian was first.
Okay, thank you. I'll put you on stand, Matthew.
I move to send this to the governance committee again, because the governance committee is already working in the standing of the special rule.
Okay, you don't have to justify it. Is there a second?
Yes.
Second.
Is there any objection?
Yes, I think it's
you don't have to speak to it. Now we're going to debate the referral to a committee. Adriana, would you like to speak toward your referral?
Obviously, because the governance committee is working specifically in the standing and special rules. If we are doing that in governance committee, we need to decide this in governance committee. Once it's decided, it comes to the board, and the board will make the decision.
Thank you. Is there someone to speak?
Committees.
Is there someone to speak against the referral?
Yes.
Nancy.
Yes. This governance committee for the last 2 years has been so slow in passing things, and when they do pass, they don't come to this room and to this meeting. So I think there's too much to be done in governance committee, and it's just, you got to put this there, you'll wait till next year. I think it's evident enough to be fair and not over-promote a listener board member, so everybody who listens to KPFD knows their voice, knows who they are.
Is there a speaker for the referral to governance? Bob?
There's no reason why this particular motion can't receive some kind of status and priority. I personally feel that it does merit some consideration. I'm tired of hearing one person's voice in the ear myself.
So why doesn't anybody else report it?
Is there someone to speak against the referral to the governance committee? Joseph?
I basically agree with what I'm telling you the motion. I think if we were to try to pass it right now, I would just have a minor amendment to it. It's not bad. So I don't think it needs to go over the governance committee.
Can we just vote on the referral?
Yeah.
Is that okay? All those in favor of referring this to governance, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed to referring it to governance? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's referred to governance. Joseph, you have two things now for your agenda.
Well, Madam Chair, one point we ought to make is that MSRC should not schedule its meetings after governance anymore with all this work we put on governance.
Okay, well, that's not for me to deal with. Okay, the next motion is C. It's from Ted. Ted, will you please read it?
Ted Weisskall moves to authorize Ted to negotiate with the Houston Public Library System and or the Houston Parks and Recreation Department to sign, seal, and secure
two free locations at times, dates, and places in the months of August and December for town hall meetings.
Said locations shall be within a 15-mile radius of KPFT, accommodate at least 40 people, and preferably be in close proximity to either Freedmanstown, the 3rd Ward, the 5th Ward, Montrose, Herman Park, or Sunnyside. Ted will be responsible for reporting back in July, and will check kpftx.org to minimize the chance of duplicate meetings before finalizing said location.
I wish to amend.
Is there a second? Is there an objection?
To Ted's motion?
Yes. There's an objection. What's your amendment, Nancy?
The same thing, everything, but at the very end, and in keeping with the outreach committee of last year, recommendation that the next town hall meeting be on the air.
Well, that's good.
Okay, can you tell me? Okay.
Well, so people.
I don't need an explanation. I need the exact words that you're adding to the motion.
And that the town hall meeting shall also be on the air live.
Shall be on the air live.
But if you can't do it.
Is there a second for that amendment?
Well, we have to start.
The amendment is to add, and that the town hall shall be on the air live. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection? So now we have to discuss this amendment. Nancy, would you like to speak for your amendment?
Yes, there's a lot of people homebound, and also, you know, times are hard, so people are trying to save their gasoline money. This would be, the airways is so powerful to reach so many people, and to let those people who cannot make it physically to a town hall meeting listen to the same meeting on the air. And we've got HD2, HD3, HD4 is empty. There's nothing in it. I mean, we have a way to do this. And I talked to Bobby. He said, you can even do it with a smartphone. The only problem is if the phones are not so adequate to reach FCC standing, well, then you might be, you know, failing a little bit. But it's been done. We've done remote broadcasting. And if we put it down and we make our mind to it, Otis did it. Otis McClay was doing it. He was taking that big old thing like that to the fundraisers and doing it live on the air. We got to remember, we have power with on live, on the air. We got to use it.
Thank you. Adrian, are you speaking against the amendment? Okay.
I agree with Nancy.
I see you, Bill.
But I would hate for the fact that we may not be able to broadcast it live to prohibit us from moving forward with it. Perhaps if we could say with the goal of broadcasting it live, then that would be
well.
So are you making an amendment?
Yes. To Nancy's amendment? Yeah, with the goal of.
So instead of and that, you would say with
the goal of.
The goal broadcasting it live.
Of. Broadcasting it live. Is there a second for that amendment?
A second.
Is there an objection? Great. Okay. So now we are. Yes.
And that.
Point of order.
He's moving.
This would be an amendment to the amendment to the amendment. You can't go that
way. No. This amendment just passed.
It
passed unanimously.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, Bill.
And that Nancy find someone to do the technology work for the broadcasting live. We're getting a lot of, essentially unfunded.
No. I need the words. I need the words of your amendment.
Write it down.
We have, and with, or said location, with the goal of broadcasting it live, what are the words you would like to have?
Tell me to secure volunteers to implement it.
I object. This is management's job.
Stop. And
but I'm happy to help.
Did
you get this?
Can I make an amendment?
I'll do
it.
Yes.
No, we have
one amendment on the floor.
So then I've not done the other one. Okay, so I would say that Nancy work in consort with management to whatever else is to facilitate the live broadcast, so that Nancy can work with management in concert.
Is there a second for that amendment?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Objection, but sort of
objection. I need
to
maintain order. Hey, Nancy, I need you to wait just a second.
Okay, I object.
I get it.
No, you don't. I haven't said it yet.
Nancy, you don't have the floor. Adrian, you get to speak for your amendment.
Well, I don't want to do it because Nancy doesn't want to do it.
We're recommending to management. We can't.
You can't withdraw it. It's been seconded. Sorry. Is there someone to speak for Adrian's motion? Amendment.
Let's call to a vote.
All those in favor of Adrian's. Adrian's amendment is. And for Nancy to collaborate with management to
facilitate
the technology. Bill, can you finish yours?
That's fine.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What? Yes, sorry. That was rude.
when a member make a motion, even if he belongs to the floor, if the floor doesn't have, if the body doesn't have any problem, she can take it back. We cannot make a person, obligate a person to say, I don't want to do it.
Right. Okay.
If the body accepts that she withdraw the amendment, the body has the right to say, if somebody disagrees, but if all of us agree, we can take the motion back.
That makes sense to me. Nancy, do you agree to Bill's amendment?
We don't have the power.
Please just say yes or no. Do you agree with his amendment that puts the responsibility on you?
We're recommending to the manager all of this.
No. Bill's amendment is saying that you are responsible for finding the technology to put it on air.
He's putting it on you.
Okay, I'll do it. My goodness.
You don't have the power.
No, you want to do it with them. Now you want to do it alone?
Oh, come on, Nancy.
You take it on too much.
Please don't speak to her. Let her decide for herself.
No, she's
do you accept Bill's amendment that requires your action or not?
Point of information, isn't this all included in the goal of the fund?
No.
It isn't DMV mandated.
Please stop, Nancy. Are you willing to take on this responsibility that Bill is putting on the amendment?
Yeah, I'm willing to, but this is not
okay. Is there a second for Bill's
the
amendment?
The board cannot do like this.
Is there a second for Bill's amendment?
Second.
She's
not supposed to recommend to management.
So you need to say no. Nancy, do you know what
to
do with say no?
No, I want to see this through. I mean,
okay. Is there an objection? Now we have to speak to this amendment. Bill, would you like to speak for your amendment?
Well, you know, like that other motion, you know, we're talking about a lot of extra work for people that are already really busy, and if she wants to make this happen, that's fine. She can find volunteers anywhere to help make it happen. But just to give you an idea, you've got to make sure you have a reliable internet connection. You have to go there and test it. You got to have whatever equipment you're going to use, the software, and you have to have somebody to operate it.
Okay,
and
I'll learn.
Both at the remote location and also at the studio. And so it just takes some legwork in setting it up. If you do it, then maybe we can do it more other times too. But it's not just, you don't just flip a switch and make it happen. You know, any kind of remote thing, like especially if it's live, it's even trickier when it's live. So if you want it, then I think you should try to make sure you find people to do it. And volunteers, I'm sure.
Point of order.
Yes, Ted.
This job of being secretary is about as challenging as this amendment that I don't even know what it is at this point. There have been so many people speaking to it. If somebody is going, Bill Crozier, if you are going to make an amendment, put it in writing.
Got it. Okay. Adrian, are you speaking against the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, I got you.
And I do want Nancy to be involved. So it's not that I'm against Nancy doing as much as she can do to make this happen. But once again, it's a matter of, what if Nancy doesn't come through the way that she thinks that she might, and then everything's tanked? And so I would prefer it.
We don't have long hair.
We want to pass your motion. I just don't think that you should have the burden necessarily of having to do everything, but you can work with people to accomplish it. So Nancy, think about that.
Yeah,
is there someone to speak for this amendment? Dwayne?
I am for and support the amendment. I do think it's wrong to put the onus on a member when this is a mandate of the PNB and you're supposed to collaborate and work with management as it relates to getting this done. This is addressing the issues of hearing from our members and our potential members. So we shouldn't put the onus on it, but I do want you to understand that there are technical issues with respect to using a cell phone. You cannot pick up folk in the background talking. When you listen to the Christmas programming that is done on Kwanzaa, generally the way it's successful is that you have one person talking and the listeners can hear that, one person interviewing. But with a town hall meeting, this is a total different experience, a total different environment. Now, we could purchase some defunct equipment of KCOH that actually have remote equipment, but we need a fundraiser to go and buy it so we can sound professional.
Adriana.
I think that Adriana explained perfectly what is the idea. We have a wonderful idea that Nancy brings with a few amendments. We don't need this amendment that is dissecting that much. If we encounter a problem, nobody's saying to the general manager, you have to do this way. It's not true. The only responsible for what goes in there is the general manager, right? I mean, we are saying we will do that. It's a wonderful idea to do the town hall meeting. It's a wonderful idea that maybe the goal is to put it last. But we cannot at this minute keep dissecting and adding things, and if it doesn't happen, then we don't have anything. Nancy, we have already a motion, an approved amendment, and it's all that we need. We don't need to keep adding things that will be almost impossible. We will see what happens. If you came back and said, well, we have the city, we can go after that. We have exactly the motion that we need. We don't
okay.
need to add more.
Are you speaking for this amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Joseph.
Okay. What I'm objecting to is that Nancy doesn't have the proper knowledge. And I think, first of all, and we can't order management to broadcast this. So I think one way or another, the amendment has to be put in terms of a request to management for it to be live broadcast. And it'll be up to them to do however they want to do it. And it does have to, you're going to need some support. I know they're very short staff. But I think it's critical to, if it's going to happen, it needs to go through them and it has to be properly handled. So that's my only objection. I think it's a good idea.
Thank you. So this is the end of debate of this amendment. The amendment is to add at the end, and that Nancy Saibarinar told me find volunteers to implement the technology needed for the remote broadcast.
Including herself.
All those in favor of this amendment, raise your hand.
Nancy.
Yep. One, two. 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed to the amendment? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The amendment fails. Now we're back to debating the larger motion. Is there anyone to speak for that motion?
We're back to Nancy's amendment.
It passed.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Where are we going to vote?
You can get on second.
That was unanimous.
Elaine?
Do you want me to second?
You're moving to vote, I heard you.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's move to vote.
Thank
you.
Is there a second to move to vote?
Yes. No, yes.
Point of information.
Are there any objections to moving to vote?
Point of information.
Okay.
It's very short.
We're going to, no, I don't hear objections. I see there's an objection. And so now we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
Is this a debatable issue to move to vote?
Nobody else.
Can someone help me and tell me?
I just wanted to amend the word to live to August in this time of report.
That's just cosmetic.
Madam Chair,
his objection is just cosmetic.
Just change the word July to August for your report.
Okay. Thank you. Got it.
That's my whole objection.
Okay. Is there any other objection to this motion?
Well, request our question. Can somebody please read it with whatever.
Yes, I will read it. I'm going to read it once. Motion to authorize me, Ted, to negotiate with the Houston Public Library System and or the Houston Parks and Recreation Department to sign, seal, and secure 2 free locations at times, dates, and places in the months of August and December for town hall meetings. Said location shall be within a 15-mile radius of KPFT, accommodate at least 40 people, and preferably be in close proximity to either Freedmanstown, the 3rd Ward, the 5th Ward, Montrose, Herman Park, or Sunnyside. Ted will be responsible for reporting back in August and will check KPFTX to minimize the chance of duplicate meetings before finalizing said location with the goal of broadcasting it live. Can we vote?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those opposed? I'm counting. You don't have to. Okay, it passes without opposition. It's 9:54, so this is my time to poll for availability and vote on whether we're having an adjourned meeting. We have one motion tonight that we did not get to. First, we're going to go around and say if you're available next week. And then we're going to go around, then we're going to vote on whether to have an adjourned meeting next week. This is according to Article 2, Section 7 of our standing and special rules. Yes or no, are you available next Wednesday? Cliff? Are you available next Wednesday?
I don't think I know what I'm getting into.
Okay.
Yes.
Wally?
No.
And I hate Gloria.
Anissa?
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Rita?
No.
I can't really see y'all know what y'all doing.
No.
No. Fun drive.
No, and we're not supposed to have 2 meetings within the same
Okay,
month.
Yes or no, Mike?
Oh, no.
Yes.
We're not supposed to.
No.
Nancy?
Yes.
All those in favor of having an adjourned meeting next week, raise your hand. One, two, three. All those four. All those opposed, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, we will not have an adjourned meeting. We still have 5 minutes. Let's look at this motion. Ted, please read fast.
I don't know where it is.
D, I will read it. All members, whereas all members of KPFT Radio shall have the rights as described and paraphrased on the motion document, but welcome you to read the full bylaws related to these pertinent articles and any more you wish to read. And whereas KPFT is approaching the first year of a 3-year election cycle, and whereas the Pacifica Executive Director has not yet appointed a national election supervisor and thus local election supervisors, I move that the KPFT Local Station Board, 1, call upon the Interim Executive Director to appoint a National Election Supervisor, 2, call on the Interim General Manager of KPFT to begin daily on-air announcements of the opportunity to apply for said position and seek to have individuals willing to do these jobs to do so on a non-paid basis, 3, direct the appropriate people to prepare for an election where the preferred way of voting shall be via the Internet, 4, request of the IGM that he begin on-air announcements and other approaches to recruit candidates. 5, request of the IGM that he assign a staff person with the task of producing an electronic voter's guide that will contain essays from candidates up to 500 words. And 6, designate airtime for candidate statements and call-in programs. See Article 4, Section 6.
Back.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there an objection?
Objection.
Okay. Ted, would you like to speak for your motion?
Yeah. Ben.
Got it.
This basically is a validation of what's in the Pacifica National bylaws. We've been told by members of the National Board, who I doubt have spent any extensive amount of time really doing a careful financial analysis of how this can be done inexpensively. If we don't have these elections, we are silencing not only ourselves if we wish to run for re-election, or other people who wish to explain what is really going on with Pacifica so that members can find out and hopefully donate money to bring this foundation back to some degree of financial security. All of this can be done, I think, in a reasonable financial way, and we ought to move forward. If we discover that the finances are not there after doing the kind of work that needs to be done to determine the finances of it, we can then report back that we should not go forward, but we ought to begin the process.
I'm speaking against.
Okay. I respectfully rise to speak against this matter because if you read the body of it, it is against the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and that those, what he's suggesting here, is the purview first of the PNB and its committee, first the election committee, and the duties by which he's describing here for IGM are purview and duties of a national election supervisor. So all of what he's put here is just out of order. But what's more important, I think, is that we've made this argument in PNB in the last several days. There are things in line instead of spending $250,000 for a mandate, of which he points out the first of 3 years, which means that even if you didn't have one this year, you still got 2 years in a 3-year period to live up to your mandate. We simply don't have the money in the coffers. We have over a $250,000 audit to pay for. We have at least $200,000 to $300,000 in arrears of pensions by which a national pension board is going to take over. So there are issues here that we need to pay that far supersede talking about paying for an overexpensive, unnecessary mandate. You've got 2 more years to do an election.
Is there someone to speak for the motion? Okay, I have Adriana on stack. Do you want to speak?
Call the question.
Adriana? Yes.
Against? Yes. First of all, these are a bunch of things that are almost impossible to do. And the second thing, we have a time frame, because people here, talk about the bylaw, the part that they want. They take only the part that they want. Article 4 talk about the election time frame that already passed. And nobody can do anything here if the actions are being taken in the national level. The PNB already voted against, something, but we didn't. I mean, this time frame, we cannot force is, because the bylaws say the way that this will go. And we cannot do it in the cheap. Doesn't matter. Because if not, we are going again to Trump country. Okay?
What?
Trump country, exactly. Oh. Doesn't matter. We do whatever to have the idea that we are doing something right.
With no.
Or we do the bylaw or we don't. And we don't have the money.
Time.
Bottom line?
Election for what?
I have Adrian and then Jim. Adrian?
I had my hand up quite a while ago, too.
I'm sorry. I'm on the motion to postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Yeah, I know. There's a motion to postpone indefinitely. Do you know what number it is in here? What's the rules there?
It's debatable and required.
It's indefinite. Two thirds.
It requires a majority.
That's a postpone.
Is there a second?
Yes, I'm second already.
Is there an objection?
Why an object?
So I assume it passes.
Yes.
So we will postpone this.
Which means we can't come back, basically.
A point of information, does that mean I put it on the agenda?
No, that means it's going to take two thirds to bring it back, is what it means.
Got it. Okay. We're at the end of our agenda tonight, and it's 10:01. I feel like that is a success.
Yay!
I'll see you all next week. Fun. This concludes our July regular meeting of the KPFT LSB.
Vice Chair Catherine Sinclair.
We're adjourning the meeting.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't need the meeting next week.
I know, but I didn't, yeah. I never know what's going to happen, so I just like to have that conversation.
But you know, we are so.